It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
And we are glad to be talking sports again here on Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm Will Hampton. This show underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. Now, you know the Super Bowl is upon us. Have you had your chance to plan your Super Bowl party? I hope you are. Hope you're going to have a good time. It's Philadelphia against New England. And did you see some of the spectacle, what they call now opening night, Monday night this week? The Eagles and the Patriots got together for media day, and the Eagles were wearing the dog masks. They're really embracing the role as underdogs, and they have really the entire playoffs. And ever since they lost their starting quarterback and a new guy stepped in, a lot of people kind of counted them out. Now, we have a little bit of a piece in the game, if you will. You guys know Father Tom Barcelona. If you listen to our show, he's been a guest of our show here on Catholic Sports Weekly. He is the team chaplain for the Philadelphia Eagles. So Father Tom Barcelona, say a prayer for him in hopes that maybe he gets a Super Bowl ring when this is all done. He's a great guy and really kind of just a guy that just does good work and doesn't want a lot of accolades. I remember when I interviewed him, he was here for the NCYC, and I was talking to him about that, and just he's just a kind of a humble guy that didn't really want to be interviewed, and he's excited about his football team. But so we're wishing well for Tom Barcelona, Father Tom, and the Philadelphia Eagles. And I guess there's two reasons to root for the Eagles. Number one, Father Tom Barcelona. Number two, they're not the Patriots, right? Maybe we flip-flop those two. But Nick Foles is an interesting story. He's the guy, the quarterback for the Eagles. He's a faith-filled man who took over when Carson Wentz got hurt and Foles had to step in. He says, really, not long ago, he almost quit football. Did you know this story? Nick Foles, here he is, the Super Bowl quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, not too long ago, almost quit the game. But a simple prayer, he says, helped him find his love for football.
I think just losing the love of the game is, I mean, we know what it is like to love this game of football. And to wake up and not want to throw the football, and just, for me, it was going through experiences, going through things, and just to where I woke up and I just didn't have that joy. And it was scary for me. Growing up in Texas, I always played football since I was a kid. Just, you know, it was tough, but going through it was the greatest thing in the world. Good Lord showed me a lot of things I had to deal with emotionally, but at the same time, I'm a better person, better player because of it, and I wouldn't change a thing. And I'm, you know, being in this moment, you really get to soak it all in, take it all in, and be grateful. But at the same time, know you have a responsibility come game day to go out there and do everything you can for your teammates to help them win the game.
So was there a moment? What was there something somebody said, or something where you realized, no, I'm not ready to give it up. I want to go back and play.
I think when I became a free agent, I guess when I was released by the Rams, I had a couple of days just to sort of reflect and just take a breath. And the whole time, my family was behind me, always supporting me, my wife. My wife, Tori, was there, my dad, her parents, my mom, everyone was there. And I got to step away from the game for a little bit and just take a breath. I went on a camping trip with my brother-in-law, Ryan, and we just had a good time. Didn't think about football, took a breath, came back, and I remember just sitting there talking to Tori. And in that moment, it was tough because I knew she wanted me to keep playing because she knew that I wasn't finished and that I still had the gifts and abilities to go out there and play and be a leader and all those things, and she didn't want to see that. And she knew I was hurting inside, and at that moment, I said a prayer to God just to guide me. And in that moment, I realized I just needed to take a step of faith. And in that moment, you know, I called Coach Reed because we had been talking, and I knew that for me to have the biggest growth as a person at that moment was to take that step and call him and go play the game of football. And I ended up signing with Kansas City, playing for him for that year. And the fourth day of training camp, that morning I woke up and the joy had come back and the emotions were unreal. I mean, I was journaling at that point. I haven't even had a chance to go back and look at what I went through. But I feel like we as people, we go through that, but we're afraid to talk about it. And I'm not afraid to talk about it because I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't, you know, I'm a father now, so I can share all this with my daughter when she grows up. And it makes this moment even more surreal because, I mean, every moment I get to play this game is a gift.
And that's Nick Foles, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. What a great story. Here he was on the brink of maybe thinking about quitting the game. He says a simple prayer, and he finds the inspiration to go back, and now he's starting against the Patriots this Sunday. Let's say hi to the CYO Executive Director, Bruce Cyphers, And Coach, good to have you on again. You were on our show earlier this year. And what do you think about this, the Super Bowl matchup? And what an inspiration there, Nick Foles. There's a guy that was thinking about quitting the game, and now he's the starting quarterback in the Super Bowl. Pretty cool, huh?
That is awesome. You betcha. And, you know, this is football at its highest level. And I believe I've read before that the Super Bowl is watched more than any other single event in the world. So, yeah, it's a big deal. And two great quarterbacks from both teams.
Yeah, it is hard for people in Indianapolis to admit sometimes that Tom Brady is a great quarterback. it's hard for us to admit it, but it's true, right?
Oh, absolutely. One could certainly argue he's arguably the best ever.
Yeah.
You know, those who are big Patriot fans, I'm sure I would have a pretty good argument in that way. But, yeah, he's just done some amazing things. I think the what he's been able to do is, as he's gotten older, I think that's maybe what defines him, is he's been outstanding the whole time through and really has not seen much of a decline, if any decline. You know, he's gotten close to 40 years old, and that's just extraordinary.
Yeah. We're going to talk about your new video called Coaching for Christ in just a bit. But while we're talking Super Bowl, of course, a lot of Colts fans are interested in the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. And it's not official, but it sure looks like Josh McDaniels is going to be the next head coach of the Colts. And do you know much about him and what kind of man he is first and what kind of coach he's going to be, you think?
You know, Will, I don't know, to be very honest, much about him as a man. What little I've read, it sounds like he's a very good person. Strictly from a football standpoint, I was a head football coach for 27 years before high school coach, before coming on here with CYO. And so I certainly have followed football and love the game and what the game teaches and so forth. But, you know, one thing I think is for sure that he's done extremely well as the offensive coordinator there for the Patriots is, and I've shared this before, they have just an extraordinary system.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes I think games, you know, they play teams that are every bit or sometimes even more physically talented than they are, and I think last year's Super Bowl was very much evidence of that. But just the system that they run and the poise that their players play with, you know, if you look at their receiving core and so forth, they don't have some of the top level, just sheer athletic type of players that some of the other teams do, and yet they march down the field and they come from behind and they make plays when they have to win big games. And, you know, certainly as their offensive coordinator, I think he has a lot to do with that too. So, yeah, in that regard, I think that's going to be potentially a very good thing for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, we're talking with Bruce Cyphers. He's the executive director of the CYO and, of course, as he said, longtime football coach, Coach Ron Colley, to 7 state championships. I'm not missing one there, am I, Coach? You had 7 of them, right?
7, yes.
But you talked briefly about McDaniels and the Patriots system. They're the kind of team, I'm sure if you coached against them, you never want to give them enough any time at all to try to win the game. If it comes down to, you know, a minute on the clock, you better take every second, because if you give them anything, they just have a knack for winning games even when it looks like there's not enough time on the clock, don't they? What is that?
Gosh, I think it's two or three things. Number one, certainly poise and belief in each other, and maybe most importantly, belief in their system. You know, they obviously believe in the program that Coach McDaniels and Coach Belichick, and that's such a big part, I think, of players performing in the clutch is, you know, they have to get along and like each other and play for each other, but they've got to play for their coaches too. And if a good system is in place and you've got good players who are talented that believe in the system and just fight like crazy till the last whistle blows, I think those are all ingredients that make for a good team like that.
Well, we're going to take a break and come back and talk about your video. But before we take the break, I got to get your pick. Who's going to win this Super Bowl this Sunday? Is it going to be New England again, or will the Philadelphia Eagles be able to find a way?
Gosh.
Just I know you don't like make predictions, but just throw one out there.
Yeah, well, how about if I'll kind of ride the fence here a little bit in saying that my hope is that the Eagles win. It'd be good to see somebody a little different, bringing home that Super Bowl trophy. But at the same time, how do you ever wager against the Patriots?
Yeah.
So that's my hope, but kind of with a question mark or a caveat there, I guess.
I think that's a good way to put it. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, what is Coaching for Christ? What is that all about? And how is Bruce Cyphers involved in that? When we continue here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. Our guest is Bruce Cyphers. He's the executive director of the Catholic Youth Organization. Before we get into your video, how's everything going at the CYO? You enjoying it?
Oh, really, really enjoying it. Just such awesome people here. Bernie Price has been with the CYO for her 46th year now, and Jerry Ross is in his 36th year, and just awesome people, unbelievably good people, we have seven folks here in the office, and all of them have been here for a while, and they know what they're doing, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I came in to replace Ed Tender. Ed had been here over 30 years and just left some very big shoes to fill, but they've just been awesome and amazing and have been very patient with me, helping me get broken in as I try to replace, again, somebody who's been doing it for over 30 years.
Yeah.
But, it's just a wonderful place, and I think maybe what I like best is I think we all feel the same sense of mission, I share with people still in the kid business, still
yeah.
doing things with and for kids, and I feel good about that each day as I go home from work.
I know, I love it, and I coached my last game in CYO this last week. My high school team got all the way to the Final Four, which was a lot of fun in the high school tournament, when it was over, I was like, man, that's it. I've been doing this for a long time, and it's special, and thank you for what you do, and thanks to Bernie and the entire staff over there, because it is really a neat thing for families to be a part of. CYO is really, truly special, and thank you. Let's get into this. Coaching for Christ, it's a new video, just out, just hot off the presses right now. Tell me about it. I know that we could probably talk about it for 2 hours, but this, I just saw it, and it is really, really good, Coach. And tell me how it happened.
Well, thank you. I retired from coaching. I'd been the head football coach at Ron Colley High School for 27 years, and just retired from coaching this past spring, and to become the executive director here at CYO. The concept kind of started at my retirement celebration, way back in late May, I guess, of this past spring. Father John Hollowell played for us. Actually, he and his five brothers all played for us there at Roncalli. All of them were tough, you know, hard-nosed, good football players, and two of them have become priests, Father John and then Father Tony, his younger brother. But Father John had, I guess, had spoken to a handful of other alumni, and they had discussed putting together kind of a video or a film as a gift to me, really, and which I was very flattered by. But as we kind of talked about it, actually it was Father John's idea. He said, you know, how about if we put this together in a way to serve as a teaching tool for other coaches, you know, hopefully to inspire other coaches to coach in a way that is pleasing to Christ, you know, in a transformational way, just as we had tried to do in my 27 years there at Roncalli. So I just thought that was an awesome idea, and Father John had done some work before with Spirit Juice, which is one of the leading Catholic film studios in the country, actually. And so folks raised a pretty good portion of money, again, former players and their families, and hired Spirit Juice, again, one of the top film companies in the country, to begin work on it. And I am very flattered by it, but I'm especially pleased, again, with the message of the film. It's designed to kind of motivate and inspire coaches of all sports, really. And one of the visions that Father John shared was that, it was his hope that, obviously, you know, we have a link to it on the CYO website, but along with other coaching tools on our website to go with the video. But, you know, he said his vision was that, you know, a volleyball coach in Nashville, Tennessee, or softball coach or basketball coach in Arizona or whatever, you know, will see this video and be inspired to, you know, to coach in a way that is transformational. You know, I've always believed there are two types of coaches. One, recreational, teaching a kid, you know, kids how to play a game, and then transformational coaches who teach kids how to play a game, certainly, but more importantly, teach them about the game of life, you know, how to live their lives in a way that God created them to live and be the person God created them to be. So that's kind of the gist of how the concept of the film, I guess, came up. And the video goes about 18 and a half minutes. And, again, it's just very flattering for me that someone would even think about you know, doing a film kind of based on my time at Roncalli. But I think the final product is a neat way, I think, just to share different ideas and concepts of how to coach for Christ, you know, how to coach with a higher purpose than just trying to win the game that day.
And you're saying it's available at cyoarchandy.org. That's your website, cyoarchandy.org, correct? And the video is there. Go ahead. I'm sorry if that's not right. Tell me.
Well, we're working to actually get a link to it. It just came out just last night. It was just released last night, and so there are links to it on YouTube and Facebook. It's gotten around. I think it's already gotten like 5,000 views or something on Facebook, being passed around. So,
and we'll put it on Facebook here at Catholic Radio Indy.
Yes, that'd be awesome. And actually, we're just loading it onto the CYO Facebook page, and we would greatly appreciate you know, others to share it on their Facebook as well. And again, you know, it will take a little time. It has been loaded onto YouTube, but you know, that will take a little while for you know, viewers to add up, I guess, and be in a more prominent position. But,
well, I think what you said, and what Father John, I think you said, the ability to share this with coaches around the country, and watching it, sure, it's a Catholic message, but really it's a message of Christ. It's a message that any school anywhere could use. I mean, I love early in the thing you talk about attitude of gratitude, and then towards the end, one of the last things you talk about is that, you know, when you finish your career, when you're done coaching, it won't be the scoreboard, you know, the numbers on the board, but it'll be the scoreboard in your heart. And you've done that, Coach. You've done some pretty impressive things, and I think that scoreboard in your heart is a victory. And thank you for the kind of guy you are, and for the lives you've touched. That's what this video really is. It's a teaching tool, isn't it?
Yes. That's what we're hoping it will be. And then again, we've tried to combine that with free teaching, coaching materials on our website. So the very last page of the video there kind of leads you to the CYO website. And our website is cyoarchindy.org. And there's an icon or button there on our homepage that takes you to a coach's toolbox. And there's just a lot of different things that I've kind of written over the years and kind of lessons or motivational pieces, I guess. And so, wanted to, along with the video, create resources, free resources for coaches. And as you said, Will, that was also part of Father John's vision, is that obviously, coming from a Catholic high school coach and kind of promoted there by Father John, but we wanted it to be attractive to all denominations. So you made a very good point. That was his vision too, that it's, you know, not just a Catholic video or Catholic coaching tools, but something that would appeal to all denominations.
Mm-hmm. Do you see your opportunity here with CYO? I mean, when you watch this film, you look at it and you say, wow, he did it. What a platform at Roncalli. Look at the lives he touched, not just the players, but the brothers and the sisters and the moms and the dads and the grandparents. You touched a lot of lives, Coach. Are you able to be in that same role with the CYO?
Yeah, you betcha. And to be very honest, Will, that was a huge part of my decision to retire from coaching. Ed Tender, again, had been here for a long time and had just done an amazing job. I just can't speak highly enough about Ed and the work that he had done and the groundwork he had laid here at CYO. But when he had announced his retirement, that was one of the key things that attracted me to this position. And just a very quick story, I actually attended a workshop a year ago, a sports leader workshop. That's an organization that teaches virtue with players through coaching. And anyway, we were encouraged at that workshop to write kind of a personal mission statement. And part of my personal mission statement that I wrote during that conference, the last sentence, said, my own personal goal is I want to make it to heaven, but my ultimate goal is to lead as many people there with me as I can to heaven. And as I thought about that and prayed about that, as I found out that this job was open, I just thought, where else could I potentially be in contact with as many young lives and really adult lives too? We have with the CYO and the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, we serve 16,000 kids who play sports, and 6,000 adult coaches. And other than maybe me entering the priesthood, where else could I have that kind of a connection, I guess, with families and so forth? So that was a big part of my decision to retire from coaching, and was blessed to do it at a very good time too. We had just enjoyed a undefeated season and a 4A state championship, so that was a good time for me to you know, say goodbye to high school football too. So
wow. Well, Coach, thank you so much for what you're doing. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We need to talk again real soon. Maybe we'll get an update on the video down the road and talk more about your books and so much. So the best website is?
Probably the CYO Facebook page would be a good place to start. Okay. And then, again, we're hoping here initially that folks will help share that through Facebook. And again, it's just being coming out today, I think, with on YouTube. So yeah, like you say, it's just hot off the press, looking to get it out there where as many people can see it as possible.
Yeah, it's a good view, and it's fantastic, and a message well told. And Coach, thank you so very much. That's Bruce Cyphers, CYO Executive Director, and the video, the film is Coaching for Christ. Coach, thank you.
Thank you so much, Will. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take a break. Back with the closing portion of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this timeout.
Radio is one of the biggest tools that God uses to get truth and hope in life.
To get the truths and the promises of God
into the ears and the hearts of people driving around.
Into the hearts of people through these airways.
Catholic Radio, Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
If it wasn't for you all, I don't know what I would do.
Catholic Radio Indy.
What an absolute blessing you are.
And we're back to close this edition of Catholic Sports Weekly. A couple weeks ago, we had the fathers on talking about the mini marathon and the race for vocations. I wanted to plug that one more time. If you're a mini marathon runner in this year's event, you can help out by joining the Race for Vocations. Just go to their website at raceforvocations.org. I do want to say thank you to Coach Bruce Cyphers. What an inspirational video. You need to go to the CYO Facebook page. I think also here at Catholic Radio Indy, we're going to have it on our Facebook page. Coaching for Christ, simply, is the name of the video. Fabulous, about an 18-minute view. You need to go see it, especially if you're a coach or you're involved in the lives of children at all. It's a great story. Real quickly, congratulations to Cathedral. The boys won the city tournament. They won it 88-86 over Howe most recently, and that was a 2-overtime thriller. So congratulations to the Irish. And that'll do it for us this week. We'll catch you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.